Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 261.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. With over 10,000 downloads a week and been doing this for 8 years, I just want to thank each and every one of you who are reaching out, constantly giving positive feedback. And listen, if you get value out of this show, if you enjoy this show, then share it with your friends. There's always a link on the side if you're going to my actual website to listen. You can always share these shows, send them out as emails, but more importantly, put them on your social media. If you like what you're listening to and you think it would help other people, I would love for you to share it. You can also follow us at iTunes or Stitcher, either one. The link to subscribe to iTunes is going to be in the show notes here, and it will allow you to hear a new podcast every time one is sent out, and it'll show up right on your iPhone, ready for you to listen and hear the content that's going to encourage you, that's going to inspire you, that's going to inform you, and hopefully take your money, business, and life to the next level. Today, I want to talk to you about something that I never thought of in the context of a work from home business opportunity, job opportunity, being able to earn money this way. I've used them, but I've never thought of it as a business until they contacted us through one of our networks and said, we'd like to sponsor your show. And that's Airbnb. If you've never used Airbnb, and by the way, you can go to TerryWilson3.com/air. B as in boy, N as in Nancy, B as in boy, like bread and bed and breakfast, if you will. Airbnb is taking the accommodations and a home living travel experience by storm. Rather than going out and searching, you know, for an expensive bed and breakfast maybe or hotel, you can go to Airbnb at TerryWilson3.com/Airbnb and book a room for as little as $25 a night even. And so it really cuts the cost of travel down a lot. But more importantly, you get the real experience, especially if you're traveling for an experience purpose. My wife and I just a couple months back last year actually went to Ireland, and we stayed at all of these various bed and breakfast areas. And we loved it. And the reason is because, you know, I like staying at the Hiltons and the Marriotts and the Comfort Inns and Suites and all of those. Nothing wrong with those. But if you want a real authentic experience when you travel, no matter where you're traveling, the best places are always going to be the homes, the bed and breakfasts, the places that, you know, the mom and pop shops. Because, number one, to me, and it's been my experience, you always get better service. It costs you less, but you get an experience, especially if you're traveling outside of the country or traveling outside of a region of the country and you really want to experience, say, the Boston area. I'm a southerner from the southeast, and if I'm traveling up to, say, catch a game at Fenway Park and really, you know, travel and see the Boston area, then what better way than to stay at a B&B place in Boston with people that can sort of show me the ropes, show me, you know, where are the really nice places to go and see, and if I really want to get that experience. Just using that as an example, we went to Ireland and traveled just about the entire country, going from one bed and breakfast to another, and I want to tell you, it was a wonderful experience. Wonderful. We would have missed so much had we not stayed rather than at hotels, but stayed at a bed and breakfast. And because the natives there, the people that are, you know, from that region, they're saying, okay, if you really want to, you know, get the experience of Cork, or if you really want to get the experience of Dublin, if you really want to get the experience of wherever we were at the time, then you need to go here and see this and do that. I mean, they were just, that information was so invaluable that you're not going to get just from, you know, the hotel personnel there. And you're not going to get that experience. And here's the other thing. rather than paying $150, $200, $300 a night at some hotel, we were paying, you know, $50, $25, $75 depending on the type of place. And all of them were nice, all of them were clean, all of them were safe. And the reason is because this is what they do for a living. They can't afford negative feedback. They're one individual. If they have a negative feedback and they start getting bad reviews, then all of a sudden they're done. There's no one else going to rent a room or rent a house. So if you are in the mode, and you probably are when you're listening to the show, of ways that you can monetize and create more income, let me tell you, if you live in a region of the country and everyone has something in their area that you would want to show people, the restaurants, the history. You know, I'm here in the Southeast. We're right here in the upstate of South Carolina, Western North Carolina, the Asheville region, the Appalachian regions that are around me, the Charlotte areas, the Greenville areas. There are tons and tons of places that people who are not native from this area or traveling would want to see. If you come near our home, the first place I would tell you is go up to the Biltmore Estates and see the Biltmore House. You want to talk about, and several movies have been filmed there because this is the largest private home in the entire United States. You've got to see it. There's other places all around this region that anyone that's not from this area would want to see. So I could real easily rent a room out for $50 a night and then even add an experience, and I can give you a tour, a 3-hour tour for $75 or $150. That's what Airbnb allows you to do. It allows you to be a host for people, as much involved as you want to be. Or if you are traveling and you're not even going to be at home, you could actually rent your entire house out for someone for a week and make all kinds of money. You can go to terrywilson3.com/Airbnb, put in your zip code right now, and it will tell you exactly on average what people are making from renting out a room or renting out a house. So if you've got the space, if you've got the room, you would like to pick up some passive income, something that would be easy. You already have it. Why not monetize it? Here is just one more way that you can make money working from home, not stressing over anything, not having to buy anything new, not having to create anything different, and use it. And you would be giving a wonderful experience. And there are all kinds of things that you could do for your visitors. If you go on terrywilson3.com/Airbnb, you will see all types of experiences that people give. There's one here. It says, for $75, I will give you a walk through Richmond, Virginia. And we'll go through the main street and the inner Richmond area. And I will show you the various restaurants, pubs, and clubs and things of that nature. And we'll have a tasting tour for 3 hours. 3 hours, $75. And they might not even be staying at this person's home. Those are some of the ways that you could leverage this service, not buy anything and get paid. And here's the cool thing. If you are a member at TW3 and you already have these marketing tools to get your products, goods, and services out in front of a targeted people, then how much more are you going to be able to sell not only on the network of Airbnb, but off the network as well? Using the Airbnb platform to vet your renters, vet the people. So you want to make sure it's safe. That's why you want to use their platform. But you could use the tools, training, and technology we give you to even promote your services even more. Because that's what I tell everyone. If you don't have a means, a method, a mechanism to get in front of a qualified person, and who's qualified? Someone who needs, wants, or can afford your products, goods, and services. And that's what we show you, how to, using these various tools, how to isolate, drill down to the specific type of people that won't need and can afford what you offer, and then let them engage. It's that simple. You don't have to make earning money and creating a living from home difficult. If there's already people out there that are looking for a place to stay, looking for an experience, they're going to travel, but they don't want to spend, you know, the premium dollars at the Hilton. They don't want to spend the premium dollars at the Marriott. Why not have a room in the back of the house? Or why not, when you travel or not going to be there, put it up? And because they already have a network, a group of people that are already interested. They've already been vetted, and they're there for you to take hold of and be able to offer your place, your space, and your experience. So I'm going to tell you, I have used this service quite a lot when we're traveling outside the country, even sometimes in the country, just to get that genuine, raw experience of what it's like. If I were going to even go down to Atlanta, I might even possibly book an Airbnb just because I could probably get a room for $25-$35, watch a game, have an experience, and you can see right there online the quality of the place that you're staying at. So it's not only a great tool to use to create some income, it's also a great tool to just use when you're traveling. I use it all the time. I love it. It's become the Uber, like I said, of, you know, the travel and, you know, accommodations area and space. Listen, yeah, other ways that you could earn money is through Uber. And you can go to TerryWilson3.com/Uber. We're always looking for people that are qualified drivers. We have Uber drivers that have signed up through the TW3 system that are literally making over six figures. Now, they are hustling. Let me tell you, they are hustling and they're in a metropolitan area. But no matter where you're at in the country, if Uber's there, there are ways that you can drive and make money driving and also taking calls in our call center and double dipping and making money while you're on the phone. So that's the way a lot of our Uber drivers make money as well. So, but I wanted to just talk about Airbnb today because we've had such a positive experience with them when we went to Ireland and got to see such a beautiful, beautiful country. I'm telling you, if you ever want to travel outside the United States, I cannot recommend more highly a place than I could Ireland, because it's just the culture. There's some of the nicest people you will ever meet. It was amazing. We would go up and literally pump our gas, couldn't pay for, they call it petroleum over there, petro, couldn't pay for the petroleum until it was already pumped, and then you go in and pay. We would stay at these bed and breakfasts and would try to put a card on file or give them money when we moved, you know, came in to stay, and they were almost like put off by it, and I said, no, we'll settle up later. The culture is so trusting. And it's so different than the U.S. culture sometimes, in the fact that a lot of times we, because of nefarious actors, we've sort of become jaded. And, you know, you swipe your card before you start pumping. You put a card on file before you check into a motel. I mean, everything was like that over there. It was always they give. And they know and trust that you will repay them after the fact. It was a beautiful culture, a beautiful time. The music, oh my gosh. I'll try to post a link in this particular podcast. There is a moment where Gina and I forget which town we were in, but we were walking down this city street, and it's very narrow street. These streets were built, the cobblestone streets, built before there were automobiles, so they're very narrow, so the buildings are much closer together than they would be in the U.S. And there was a musician, a penny whistler, a young lady playing the penny whistle right there on the corner of the street, just playing. No backing tracks, no other music, just her. And you would think the heavens were splitting open and angels were coming down. It was beyond music. It was almost a spiritual experience. I can't give it justice. I'll try to. Matter of fact, just check this out. I can fly this in. Play that. Now, as you can hear, there are cars going by, and you know, there's the hustle and bustle of what you hear on the streets. But it was just the video don't even capture it. But that was, we ran into something like that every day while we were over there. So the most money we spent on that particular trip was just our airline tickets, and we got that through our booking link at TerryWilson3.com/booking. We got about a 50% discount on our airline tickets, got over there, and then we're able to use the B&B app, Airbnb, And it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. Very moving. Some of the sights that we saw just would take your breath away. So cannot recommend that particular place in the world strongly enough. And you can use these tools right now to not only have an experience like that, but give other people an experience. I don't know where you're listening to this podcast from, but it doesn't matter where you're at in the world. With this particular app and service, you can turn that back bedroom or your entire house into a place that you could create a passive income for yourself and have a network that's already set up for you, so people are already looking for what you have. And if you're traveling already and you're going out of town, why not go ahead and put that up and be making money while you're on vacation? So, and there's a whole subculture going on now where people will meet up on B&B and say, hey, I want to go over here and I see that. And so they will rent to each other for free and swap places all throughout the world. And so the only thing they have to pay for is just to get there and to have that experience. So that's going on a lot. So I'm telling you, it's an exciting place. It's an exciting world, especially with technology, you know. There's some things that you can see out there and experience that, you know, before this technology and before this ability to go peer to peer, you know, you had to spend a lot of money to travel and stay at a lodge and stay at a hotel and all that other stuff and pay for a lot more overhead than what you have to today. I mean, I've got clients that I work with in from the Southeast here that I know personally. And they'll travel up to the Northeast and go to New York and stay at a B&B place and pay $25 a night. Okay. And the people there, they don't mind because that's an extra, you know, a cost of dinner each night. And they've got a back bedroom that they're renting out each and every day. So that's a great way to earn some money. I hope that's going to be of value to you. I hope you're going to be able to use that either as a way to earn some extra income or save some money on your next travel. Check them out because you don't even have to stay somewhere. You can actually use their services to look up experiences. So if you're going to be traveling, you're going to be down in some area of the country that you haven't been, go on B&B and see. There's people all I was sort of laughing when we go down to Florida next week. I saw on there for $23 I can have these guys take me out and have a full they said a southern South Florida beach play basketball on the beach experience, and they'll show me the ropes and all that. It's just a couple guys that'll take you out and play some ball, you know, and show you what they do. I mean, it's just having that experience, walking in that other person's shoes and having fun. So that, you know, that caught my eye because I'm all into sports and stuff like that. But all kinds of things. I see one right here that just popped up. It says, you know, go hiking in the Appalachian trails and seeing the Blue Ridge Mountains. Someone that's up in Western North Carolina, Tennessee area has just posted that. So there's all different ways that you're thinking, hey, Terry, I don't have a product. I don't know what to sell or how to sell or whatever. Right here is an opportunity that just something on the side, a little side hustle you do. Are you going to get rich? No. But you can start creating some income flow to start reinvesting in business opportunities that you can scale and start making money. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I hope it's of value to you, that it'll show you how, you know, just one more thing that's out there, that's on the market, that's online, that you can grab a hold of, start using today, and start leveraging to make more money and create an income path for you. Till next time, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.